So welcome back to hour two, Tuesday, March 28th, live with Linda and friends. On Saturday, I can't remember if it was Nancy or, I think, or Jewel, one of you, talk about an experience you had. Who was it? Who had, it was during a time when people, their relatives were really suffering. And Jewel, who was it? Yeah, just heard, you're muted, but who was that? It's a really important part of what I'm going to say right now.
Wasn't it Nancy? Muted.
Nancy.
Who?
Nancy.
I thought, yeah, I think it was Nancy. You said that your relatives were in a situation during the war, was it? Or your mother was saying the phone thing, and they were really suffering, and you didn't want to celebrate Christmas. And they were saying that they were thinking about you having Christmas. And that the reason I bring this up is I would like us, during our heart hugs this time, to hold a sense of joy. Think of every wonderful thing that happens to you and send that feeling of joy to all those who are now in a place of joylessness at now, holding the idea that they will get through this. There will come a time when they can feel this again, and that we will hold that resonance, that vibrational rate for them. And that is in that place of enlightenment when we're in that fifth dimension of vibrational, different place where we really know all aspects of ourselves. So I would like to lead us now in a really simple heart hug. And Kirsten, I'm going to ask you after we're going to cut this part out, and hopefully there's enough light here. I may have to do it again after you all decide that this is effective. So I'm putting this heart hug out now to all of you who know T-Touch and would like to share with others around the planet at this really difficult time when we know the number of people who are being displaced. Right now it's a focus on the Ukraine, where people in Russia who do know what's going on are really having a hard time with this. And that we use this Kellington T-Touch heart hug concept to take us from a place of that control of the limbic system, in which we're in that nervous system state, the sympathetic nervous system state of fight, flight, freeze, or where you have these thoughts you can't stop. And we can shift that through the studies that we have done now with Robin Bernhardt. We know that we can take the focus from the fear, and we can shift to a place of the activation of the parasympathetic, the state of rest and recovery, and ideal learning, being present. And it puts us in a place of peace. And that's what I'm going to invite us all to hold in our heart to send around the world, that place of peace. And the way we do it is by imagining here, right on our chest, a circle and a quarter. Actually, imagine taking a clock off the wall, an old-fashioned clock, and putting it here. And we're just going to put these imaginary numbers of 6 down toward the ground, 9 to the right shoulder, 12 to the chin, and 3 to the left shoulder. Take a nice deep breath, like in through your nose and gently out through your pursed lips. and one hand gently over the other, however it's comfortable for you. Just catch the skin very lightly with some part of your hand down toward the bottom, around the sixth, and we're going to go first to the right. And we're going to very gently move the tissue. One circle and a quarter. And a deep breath. And let us just very quietly sit here and think of something that makes you joyful. Let us together send out a joyful message for those who are in a place where fear is overrunning at the moment. But let us hold and send out that beautiful place of peace and joy. Think of something that makes you very joyful. Now, once again, let's try the other direction. Perhaps that is the best for you. So I'm just catching with the lower part of my hand here, gently moving the skin from our imaginary 6 o'clock little arc of the circle up to 3, 12, 9, 6, and 3. Now, don't get stuck on the numbers. Just move one circle and a little bit more. Deep breath. Nice, like in through the nose and out through gently pursed lips. Let's try it again. Do a little movement with your body also. In the direction that you like. Again, one and a little more, almost one and a quarter. And really send out that message, whatever makes you joyful, something that activates, opens your heart. And really smile with it. Like, we're going to hold that place of joy for all those people around the planet, no matter their color, creed, race, religion, all peoples. And let's send the same sense of love. Really feel love in your heart for all of the animals who are out there who need our love also. Really focus on the joy. Yes, what makes me joyful? Let's put this emotion, this feeling of joy, knowing we will find that. All of those we are affecting, we're sending out to, they will come to that place again. Breathe in through your nose. And quietly out through pursed lips. And move your body, just feel like, I can feel right now around me a gentle breeze in the tops of the trees where I'm sitting. And imagine you can feel it. Beautiful. Call in all the beauty of Mother Nature. Focus and moving like you're moving. Beautiful, gentle wind in the trees. And send that out to every person on the planet who at the moment needs to remember they will come once again. Hold that trust. They will find that place of peace again. And then put your hands quietly in your lap and just keep this image, smile at this wonderful image that brings you joy, connecting with the earth and all her beings. and know that it only takes a minute or two to shift you to this place of peace. Blessings wherever you are. So I would love to have you just really think of, if you feel like writing it in the chat, fine, but just think of something we're going to share later about what that brought to you. What feelings, what were you able to bring to yourself? And welcome, Ava. And what we're doing right now, we're at the suggestion of Denise. We're recording this, of course, and we're going to send this out if it's what you all liked, or I'm going to take some suggestions after and do this in the game. But while I'm still in this mode, I'm going to do now, and what Denise's suggestion was, Ava, was that we would put this out to our practitioners around the world and that they would send that on all their Facebook sites. And then that was a simple version that anybody can do. And now I'm going to do the more complex version for those who would like to know perhaps what's behind it. And we just let each person decide what they would like to put out. And I'm going to invite into my background, you see this lovely bird? This is a beautiful, I don't know what it is, but it's a spectacular original painting that Lise found here at Goodwill. I mean, it's amazing what you can find here. And this bird is present with us here, representing nature.
Linda, so, can I yes. say something?
We can talk about this now, and then I'll go on to the other. Good idea.
Yeah, because my idea was a little bit bigger than Facebook. Because I think I could give it to the TV from Bavaria or from the radio or so, but for this I need a little bit better quality from the video.
Exactly.
The thing is,
yeah, we need light.
Really, yep. Isn't not good. And think if you make me a message, you can imagine for my students or for the people in the world, but you have to do it alone in your handy and in your iPhone, because the quality, the audio and the video from the iPhone is good enough. And if I'm getting in a high quality from you, you can send me via WhatsApp or whatever, and then I could make it on Sophia's homepage. And because for her, my singer-songwriter, I have a little bit PR, and we can talk about this, and I can say, okay, no idea. She has the song Sunflower, and we can talk about the gorgeous behind this. And there are is the bridge to you for me to make to talk with the paper journalist and with the radio journalist. And I hope we can make it, because the song Give Peace a Chance, all radio stations,
right? It's put so beautiful. Yeah.
Together, and my idea is why we shouldn't do this with the heart hug. But for this, I need really very, very good quality,
of course,
from you. That was my idea, and then I have really much good journalist from the radio, she means, yeah, can I do something with your students on TikTok, or I bring it in a really good radio thing, and if I came with this and you have a name and they can see, we can go around the world and they looking for stories and for things, what could we do to give the yep. students, the kids, the people a thing where they can find peace in themselves and outside. And I think I can create a really good story for this, but you must do the best quality for this. Yeah, yeah.
No, of course. I mean, I have, so I can get from Amazon, I can get light before we leave on Saturday. And I can set up a background. And we can but do it.
The light is not the only thing. The best thing is
the background.
The audio quality has to be very good, because I think it should come in the radio. And and then the video for the home pages. Both.
I don't have my.
The iPhone quality is good enough.
Is it better with the AirPods or without?
No. It's important that your iPhone is not on the computer or so, because then it goes.
It's not important. No, I mean the pods. Does it make a difference?
Not really. You can take it or it's okay. But the iPhone shouldn't be nearby the computer, because that's not good.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
Did I bring it? I think I brought my tripod. Great. We will do it. I mean, I could hold it if I have to.
And when you send me this, and I can look that I work on this and make in a night. Okay,
thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So my question is, to you all, is should I do less than what? I'm going to do another one with more. But was that too much for the simple version?
You can make the simple version shorter, because I think the people only hear 3 minutes, no more. And I think,
how long was that?
Nearby.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
About 8 minutes.
How much?
8 minutes.
8 minutes. Eight minutes. Too long.
All right.
Thank you, Angela.
I mean, it's got to be 2 minutes. Has to be 2 minutes. It can't be more than even 2 minutes.
It's only important to show, just do it. Just do the hard hack. No more. Only do it. It should work, and why it works is not important.
People can then listen to this. They're interested. Then you know what's behind it, the science. They can listen to the longer version. But it's initially just captivating and getting people doing it and having a go themselves.
And they can Then they can come to the practitioners and will learn the T-Touch method.
Perfect. If they
want. Well, I mean,
the reason behind.
Right, but what we're thinking is getting it to people who have no opportunity to learn more. Karen?
Yeah, for this you can make it in Facebook or so, but only for this thing, what I think for peace and for the heart hug around the world, it's only the short version, just do it and feel it.
Okay, so I'm gonna try a couple more versions and then just in the short versions, just so I get a sense, but first I want to hear Karen.
Oh, I missed, if you said it, I missed the smile. I don't think that
right. And the thing is, I didn't do that because that's a detail.
Okay.
You can be, that's in the part, like, why do we do it? But I think in order to get it out for self-help, they don't care. People aren't in the shape to listen to.
Okay. So good.
You're right. Thank you. And it is. We do know 1 or 2 minutes is the limit. 3 minutes is too long even.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I've got to do a little practice. It helps me so much when you're all here.
And one thing more. You can, when you imagine the clock, you can say going from 6 to 9 to 12 to 3 to 6 and stop short before the 9. Tell the numbers with that wasn't okay.
So the question is, you do think it's good to say an imaginary clock here. We just don't say why we put it there. Okay. Now, any other feelings as we were doing that in this time, this way?
Linda, when you say the imaginary clock, is it too much to say, so we use both hemispheres of the brain, just that short little phrase?
That won't mean much to
a lot of people. Because
that's why I wanted to put that. That's what I want to put in the longer version.
But you're right. It's got to be super simple. These guys are barely surviving.
Exactly. And anybody who's in a state of looping thoughts is also barely surviving. If you think about it, you know, you just can't think. You can't think logically. So this is good to review and think about that. It's great for us to understand the reasons behind that it works, but it's not what makes it work. The smile is. The light contact with the body is. And we have to say, because some people really press hard and that does not work because that activates, as the studies show, more cortisol, more stress hormone. When you press hard and to get really light. So we have to just focus on that and not say why. Marnie, your comments and then Razia.
Yeah, we had talked about a while back about trying to figure some way to do a card for a heart hug to send to people that, you know, that we would, that could use it or as a greeting, you know, or whatever. And maybe this is, that we could link this to the card so that people would, you know, as part of, it's not, it would just be an adjunct, but it also could be something that with the card would link to this little video to start with. And we'd have something more to give them than a picture with, we talked about, you know, demonstrating the hard hug and, but, you know, we wanted something small, but to say, we're thinking about you and do a heart hug for yourself and however you would do that, but it had to be short and simple. And this would be fitting right in. I was off for a while, so I may miss some of this. I had a crisis.
No, we didn't go there. But the question is, Marnie, what we could add to that is the QR thing where you just hold your phone on it and it brings up the video.
Oh.
What is that called? It's everywhere now. When you go to an expo, I don't have a
QR. The QR code, you've got it. You're saying it right, Linda.
What?
The QR code. She's saying it correctly.
Oh, QR. Oh. What does that stand for? QR.
Ooh, now you're past me. Somebody know that one?
Okay, so you know, you just hold your phone up to it and it takes you to a website and it will take you to the video.
Right, it's scanned.
We need scan and we need to do it. Razia.
I know you made one in German.
Absolutely.
I found that in the internet, but what do Ukrainians and Russians understand best? English?
Well, more English than German.
Mm.
And I mean, that is the thing. And, you know, I mean, the reality check is it is very possible. Let me just, let's put our heads together. You know, there are simple translations now in all the languages.
Linda, I don't know if it's very, very much time, but we can subtitle exactly. with Italian, Teresa, and German. And I think it should be only in English, because that's the language of
universal
the world.
Universal language.
And we have the possibility to make subtitles.
Veronica right. can make it in Russian.
All right, yeah.
God, right now, Veronica, right. I don't think can do anything. Yeah. Okay, so Ava, and then
yes, Sarah. I have a dear friend who is from Ukraine, who lives in Israel, Natanya. Maybe I could get her to translate or tape a translation. It depends on what.
I think we need to do the subtitles. That's the only way to do it fast enough.
Oh.
But that certainly would be helpful. My question is, how are we going to do this? So Marnie.
Linda, the important thing is you make the video in English, in a short version, and then we are
looking to you. What
we can do with languages and subtitles and so on.
You're right. Get it done right. first.
Only just do the video, and then we are looking at what we can do.
Yeah.
So good idea. And I'm going to call locally to one of these office supply. They may have just the ring lights, one ring light that would work. And I don't have to wait for Amazon. That would be a possibility. Kirsten, yeah, you're there.
But not that. Long time only it's, I mean, it's much important that we handle in the next week. In 1 week we have
but I can't do it without a light.
All right, so but
I have to first
you don't need so long or for the light. How many
no,
days?
I think I can call and go and get one.
All right,
is what I'm saying.
But I think the light where you are is actually pretty good.
No, not good enough for television. No, I'm sure not. Denise, don't you think?
I think it's enough when if you can, the iPhone makes really, really good quality of video.
You're
and
right.
Audio.
Let's try. Right.
Wow, right.
You're right.
Linda, we don't make it very
in the dark.
It's really okay. And we won't handle in the moment, and all people can see that it was at the moment. Yeah. It should be perfect. It should be great from the heart.
So I'll do it. Okay, I'll do it outside with the trees behind me.
Yeah.
That I could do.
We only need your best version.
Okay, so this is the question. Which part do I dare to leave in only 1.5 to 2 minutes?
Das muss ich jetzt Deutsch sagen. Wie du dich wohlfühlst. Für das Wichtigste ist, du musst dich gut fühlen und das ausstrahlen. Du willst es doch in die Welt.
Yeah. I feel good with it all. So we try. I try a couple of different versions.
Two okay. or three, not too much. Two or three versions, not more.
That's a lot, right?
I don't need 20 okay, versions.
So, no, I'm not suggesting 20. So I will do it when we hang up, and then I send it to Kirsten and to you, and let's see what happens. Great idea. So, Razia, and then Sarah. Thank you, Denise.
I think Sarah was first, actually.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Or it's the same, it's just something short.
Yes. No, go first.
Oh, okay, thank you. Well, the same thing that Eva said, that I have a couple of friends that speak Russian. So if we want to do the audio to put on the video in Russian, it's very possible.
Well, we'll get it done first and then you can
decide. Yeah, just if we need it also, I have a couple of people that they can reach like easy.
Sarah, that's a nice idea, but I think it's very much more uncomplicated if we make it only in English and subtitled in the other languages. I think it's only much work to make the subtitle. I'm not sure. First thing is, Linda, speak it in English, and I think the harder you can see it in the video, and you don't need that great English. I know it. I'm not good in English.
It's true.
I understand all things. What's
you're right
on this, and that's we don't need to make it complicated. And if I need other languages, I have a big school on my side with many nationalities, and I handle this. And I think we don't
need we got it.
This
got it.
Short version.
Thanks, Denise. We're good. Thank you, Sarah. So the thing is, what they don't realize is she has a sound studio and she works professionally in putting stuff out. She's not just a school teacher. She's a producer. So thank you, all of you. So Rasia.
Well, I've been signing up for accommodating refugees. I think in Switzerland, 30,000 people have signed up now for private accommodation. So I've been looking into the community of my district, because now every district in Switzerland is giving out information. And they said that many mothers have arrived who don't speak neither German or English. They only speak Ukrainian and they only understand. And they said that if you accommodate them, you have to be aware that they are very traumatized, that they've gone through trauma, and that they don't speak any other language than many don't speak any other language. They come from villages also, or maybe not from a city like Kiev, also from. I have two working colleagues I can contact to speak Ukrainian, for instance, but that might be a problem in understanding it. It would be important to do maybe Ukrainian subtitles, like Eva, if Eva can help or Sandra can help.
Great, they'll handle that, thank you. Okay, I would like to, any other thoughts for those who haven't had a chance to say anything yet? Megan, I didn't even say hi to you. You just popped in. I don't think I said hi even. So, I'm going to do another version just for us, because we all need this anyway, right? We can't do, the more we do the hard hug, the better.
Linda, just a moment for the picture behind you. I think it is a heron, the bird.
Oh, probably a heron. Yeah. Oh yeah, of course it is. Yeah, I didn't even look that closely.
You wanted to have him
There was one standing on the mule's back yesterday.
Wow.
Landed.
So he is with us.
Right. It's beautiful, isn't it? It's an amazing painting. I think she paid $10 for it. Incredible. So, Okay, what I'd like to do, I'd like us to go into the forest and do some work, but Razia, go ahead first. And if anybody has anything else, just jump in.
No, I just, when you did ask in the beginning of the year what we had as a vision for the new year, I said, I would like to turn my house in a shanty tree. Do you remember? In a peace tree?
No.
For people to stand under? You probably didn't. And I said I saw a white bird. I had the feeling I had to draw a white bird just now.
Uh-huh. There it is. There it is. There it is.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Let us get comfortable. Let's see today. What wants to come forward? Well, first of all, I have the consciousness of our magic carpet that wants to come actually with us and just lay out in front of you wherever you are. If you're lying down on a bed, beside the bed, if you're sitting in a chair, it's down in front of you. And let's just play a few moments with this magic carpet. What color would you like to do, like with your magic wand? What color do you want that magic carpet to be? And think of the fabric. Silk, wool, jute, what is it woven? Is it just this something totally different? Does it have maybe light under it? That's what I'm seeing. It's really interesting. And then around us, I see a lot of beings in the form of four-legged and a few birds who want to be with us. So you can either make room for them and have a really big carpet, or you could have others beside you and have a little group of carpets. And I want you to make yourselves really comfortable on this carpet. This is a living, breathing, consciousness that wants you to settle onto this carpet, to go for a journey, to go for a really magic ride. So settle yourself down now onto it. Bring different fabrics, different fabrics around you. And whatever you're going to sit or lie on, or a lovely yoga cushion to sit on, Becky. Make yourselves comfortable. Gather your animals around and let us now just whoosh, rise up into the air, wherever you are. And we're going to go up and we're going to shape shift and we're coming together. We're going through the veil so that we are now all together. Wow, in the same place, gathered together and different, just like look around, look at everybody's carpet. Oh, it is very cool. All these and all the animals who are here with us, incredible. So now let us go and we're going to start traveling. And I want to see who would like to be out in front. Now, because of the shape shifting possibility here, we can have several people who have a choice being out in front, and you're all going to be doing that because our reality is very different. And some of us will be side by side and somebody kind of around, closing up a circle around the back of this formation of about 21 carpets here, and plus of course all the animals on their carpets. Feel the wind. Imagine you can feel this gentle, beautiful breeze, like a perfect temperature, which is what I am actually feeling myself now. Coming in through the open door, and we're feeling it up in the air on our carpets. lying together. And look down and look at what you can see. Now remember, we create a reality. So whatever you'd like to see below it, I want to invite you to look with me down at this sacred forest that I keep imagining is at some time in the former England, sometime in like Sherwood Forest, and look beyond the horizons like into another time and another era. And I can see the cliffs of Scotland. Wow, and the water down below and the grass, and it's just amazing. And now we're going to pull us back and we're all going to create our own in time place here. And down below us, we are honing in on this place that is especially ours, this beautiful forest with many variety of trees, some very ancient ones and some young ones. And in it is our open circle. And we're going to settle down and bring our carpets actually in a circle around it. And in the middle, we're making this beautiful pond. And in the pond is that floating basket that we all put our thoughts and our gifts in on Saturday. And in the middle of this beautiful little pond is this stone, rock, or crystal. And the artesian water is coming up over the crystal. And in the basket, actually, now, I'd like you all to magically imagine placing flowers and herbs, because we didn't take time on Saturday to decorate our basket with various flowers. It's going to be, and we're going to make this basket bigger so that we can get lots of beautiful flowers, like woven, like pushed through the weaving on the basket. And feel that. Feel the beauty of the flowers and the diversity, the fun of it. And now, let's just like, quit worrying a moment, sit back. Or some of you are up walking just quietly and feeling the breath of the earth. Whether you're lying and feeling it, sitting and feeling the breath come up, or whether walking. And with this beautiful, like, kicking the sand, feeling, curling your toes and curling your heels up toward your toes, as Eleanor taught us, as we walk around and feel the breath of the earth. And bring that breath up, up, up through your feet, up into your body, up into your heart chakra. And put one hand over the other and feel that, like your heart in your hands. And then take your hands up to your throat, you know, with that feeling of love that you will be able to speak. And then take it up to your third eye and up to the crown and send that up out into the known universes and way beyond this time. Around, out into the unknown universes. And then come up through the below us, through up the bottom of our universe, up through the earth, back up into your body and into your heart. So we have this amazing circle that encompasses all the dimensions. And put your hands down now and smile. Stretch your lips in a smile and feel a glow in your body as your serotonin is activated, the feel-good hormone. Feel that in your body. And remember, we're all connected in every cell in our body. with every cell of every human on this planet. And as we smile and feel the connection and camaraderie and the nature around us and the breath of the earth and the gentle voice of the wind around us. I want to bring in the bees and the butterflies and the gentle communication in the earth between the trees and the plants. And I want to bring this all into our bodies and celebrate that. And I want that feeling of joy. I invite you all to feel that in every cell in your body and feel it light up the cells, light up the communication, get excited about that. And then remember that we're connected to every person on this planet, no matter what they're going through, and let them somehow feel that inner phenomenal cellular intelligence in everybody, every person who is in a situation that is not in our privileged place right now. Share this with them. Share the wonder of this amazing Mother Earth and all her creatures. And put your hand back in your heart, cup your hand, and very gently imagine this beautiful clock on your chest with six toward the ground, and very gently with the lightest, it's going to be a tiny circle from six up to nine, up to the 12, over to three, around to six, and oh, just before nine, stop and smile. And one more time, and for those of you who prefer, I want you to go the other direction. See how that is. Choose your direction. The lightest possible movement of the skin, knowing that we are activating that oxytocin that takes away fear, that brings you to a place of trust, and send that through every cell in your body to every person alive on this planet at this time. And smile as you do so, and give thanks to that amazing source energy that is the fuel, yeah, for every cell in our body, that divine source. And let us, that is the place of enlightenment. Enlighten, bring the light into the cells of every person on this planet. Ah, take a nice deep breath. Hey, pick up that mirror. It's right there. Just, it's lying beside you. Pick up this beautiful mirror on a handle and hold it up. And I want you to hold the side that reflects the light, the divine spark in every single cell in your body, and all the places that maybe they have not been lit up. You light them up and you send through yourself out to every cell and every human on the planet through this divine mirror, connecting with the divine within every being. And smile at that. And now put your mirror down, just disappear it. Put your hands back to your heart. And one more heart hug with great joy. Sit back, smile, giggle, just like, and all the animals are jumping up and down around us because they were here supporting us through all of this, our incredible animals. And now just like that, bam, just shape-shift. Thank the trees and all the plants and all the animals and the water and the rocks and the crystals and all this beauty. Thank it. And just say, ah, and whoop, come back right to the base where you started. We just move it right with your carpet, right where you started, back onto your chair and into your bed. And with a snap of your fingers, come back and open your eyes and feel what just happened to us. And now, because when we verbalize, when we share, we actualize the experience. So I want you just like, without thinking, just whatever comes. And I'm going to start in the middle of my middle, which is Teresa. And then I'll go to the left to Anna, and I'll say ahead of time to Karen, just like, put this out. What's your takeaway, Teresa?
Wow. Just wow.
Okay, got it. Super, Anna, and then Karen.
When I think how long I have been singing to trees, think of myself as being 3 to 5 years old, starting to see trees as magic. And I've just always cried every time people bomb anywhere. They don't.
Never mind. Whoa.
They're bombing trees, and I love trees, and I want us all to plant trees. We can all come together and plant trees.
Anna. I'm going to interrupt you at this point. And I want you to think about the fact that each time that we see that negative thought, we support it. That's what's so interesting.
No, that's not true. I have three trees that I sing to every single day. Tranquil Beauty, Gracious, and Precious. And I send the energy out to the earth that we are all going to heal together.
Thank you. Karen and Valentina.
Some places lit up that were not lit up because they hurt, and they lit up, and then I was able to send that out to everyone. And so I felt myself full of light and sending it.
Beautiful. Thank you. Valentina, and then Denise, we'll go up and then we'll go around. You're still muted.
Valentina is muted.
I said, too peaceful for words, language isn't necessary.
Got it. Sorry. The next time when you want to do that, I should have gotten it just from, you know, we don't need words, do we? Denise.
I take away with me hope, peace, and gratitude.
Thank you. Joan. She might have been away for that. We'll come back if you were there. Katerina.
Under lovely cats here. yes, we can, and yes, we are, is what I felt.
Great. Thank you. Victoria.
There is a new dimension altogether, somehow, more force. So when we are together wishing and thinking about a healing, because this is a healing that you're talking about, it is happening.
Thank you. Thank you.
Excuse me, could you hear me? I don't know if you could.
Yes, I can. Yes. Beautifully. It is happening. The healing is happening.
Okay.
Yes. I see the smile. Angela, and then Harriet.
smile, bring the light and the joy, and send it out to the world.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Harriet.
Raindrops of healing.
Beautiful. Thank you. Sarah, and then Ava. We'll go down that way.
Connection. Like, we really are all the same. It's unbelievable. This light that is in every single being, every single manifestation of something else bigger than us. It was powerful. And the carpet, beautiful pink carpet with a lot of gold decoration. Beautiful carpet. I want one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Eva.
Yes. So I felt very connected to all of you. Like, I can feel you. I felt connected to the world. And it was I'm very grateful for this session, because the last few days, I was just asking myself, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And this is really giving me, you know, peace and hope that I can do something.
Thank you. Nancy.
My carpet was a beautiful tapestry of blue and yellow. And I usually have a hard time with my colors, but it wasn't hard today. And a connection with everyone on Earth made me feel really connected with all the continents. So I really had a sense of the Earth.
Beautiful. Thank you. Kirsten, were you able to be with us? She's got a lot of work getting us ready for Equitana. I think she wasn't. Megan.
I would say infinite possibility amidst such darkness.
Infinite possibilities. So important. Infinite possibilities. And look how we can, in a session like that, light up just ourselves and then change it. Thank you. Cheryl.
I think, like so many others have said, that just that connection, but it was interesting because I could feel it like so deep inside. It was hard to describe, but I have a hunch other people know what I'm trying to describe. So yeah, connection.
And that inside, I read it in the beginning, something from the Uncommon Prayer. It's about, you know, going inside to go outside to go beyond. Thank you. Marnie. Are you with us? Marnie. Oh, shoot. See, something may have happened. Well, you all, thank you for the inspiration. And it's so hard. I mean, it's interesting, Valentina. As soon as you said that, I thought, oh, it's so great to stay with that feeling. But our lives are such that if we don't bring light on what happens to us, it's just a moment in time. And I've really found some of the magical things that I've done in my life when I took the time to write about them or share them, something different happened. It deepened the experience. Yeah. So thank you all for this experience. And for those of you who weren't here in the beginning when I talked about here, we're in Florida. I mean, we're complete, you know, I haven't even been able to get on Facebook. I mean, people don't even know that we've sold our home. We actually sold it a month ago, but you know, until it closed, we just didn't dare to say anything. And it was an amazing process. If you could have seen us the last day, because we were supposed to be out of there like on Sunday or Monday morning, but they said we could stay. The new owners were really wonderful, said that we could stay until that evening because they couldn't get in anyway because they were going to tent it for termites the next day. So we wound up all day still getting last things done. Unbelievable. So we got out, we got on a plane that night. We flew overnight to Denver and then on to Florida. And Denise, you know, you'd think, oh my God, I mean, they've left their home. They're going to a new place. What? How do you feel about it? Like, what are you going to do? Who's going to, I was thinking, how am I going to rent a car? We have 7 big bags, right? Got to get a big enough vehicle. Well, Lise picked us up in her big farm truck, which is a big flat bale that takes a huge bale of hay. And she was there, put our 7 bags on, brought us home. And in this amazing home that she bought to rehab, it's a fixer upper, she had fixed up for us a wonderful living room, bedroom, kitchen and bathroom. And we're right in the middle of this. And our dog thinks he's died and gone to heaven because he is so happy. He has, he's asleep over there. I wonder if you can see him. Look, he's sound. Can you see? Griffin, put your head up. Oh, there he is. There he is.
Oh,
there he is. Where's your friend? Where's your friend? They've got to see. And he has a friend who's 8 months old. Johnny! Johnny! Where is he? Oh, right. You've got to see. You've got to meet Johnny. Everybody here, the dog and kitty people. Come on, up. Come up and see everybody. There he is. There he is. And here's his friend laughing. Johnny! Johnny! Here, I'm going to turn. Johnny, come on. There they are. Can you see them?
Uh-huh.
Johnny, oh, he's got to go potty. Oop, oop. Off they go. There. Johnny, Johnny. He's a little busybody. Johnny, come and meet everybody because he is adorable. 8 months of... Johnny, can you see him? Can you see them all?
Beautiful.
Can you see them?
Yes, wonderful. All together. Wow.
Griffy, sit down. No, sit down. There you go. There you go. Isn't that the greatest thing? There they are. So, Griffin is in seventh heaven because he can't come with us because of too much danger, you know, getting some rule that's broken and not getting through the border. So we just couldn't do it. But I think he's way better off here having fun on the farm. So you all, I'm going to see if I can't, and I'm going to make this little video right now. And you're my inspiration. So next Tuesday, Robin is going to be with you again. And I'm going to try to be on from the ship because we have really theoretically really good internet, but in case I can't be, she's going to be doing some more with wraps with you all.
Have a good trip then.
Bon voyage.
Bon voyage. Yeah, enjoy yourself.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Linda.
Travels.
Thank you so much.
Aloha.
Bye.
Yeah, we hope to see you Tuesday.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Aloha.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.